talk some Oregon, Arizona State. I'm thinking today we might call them the Snow Devils. Our guest played at ASU for Rob Evans as the century turned, including the Ike Diagu-led 03 team that made the dance. He'll be alongside Tim Healy calling the action on the Sun Devil Radio Network. Great welcoming back, Kyle Dodd. KD, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's up with this cold weather? It's soft Arizona people. We can't handle this.
Yeah,
cold and
you know, I was actually thinking, I know you're from the OC, you went to school in Tempe, and now you work down there, and I'm like, I bet you this is not Kyle's favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, we were watching the Colorado-USC game yesterday, left BJ's by the hotel here, and it was just a short walk, and I walked outside. I was not feeling it, but I'll be all right.
All right. You know, at the top, I mentioned that you got to play in the dance your senior year. Coming down the stretch that year, you guys were kind of on the bubble. You had a real rough stretch playing three tournament teams in a row. Then you actually swept the Oregon schools, and I wanted to know, what do you remember about that, you know, getting in and knowing that you go to college and play at a university like that, and now you're going to actually get to play in the tournament.
Yeah, I think it was an unbelievable experience, obviously, playing in the tournament like no other experience as a college basketball player. And I always tell people, had I experienced that as a freshman or sophomore, I think I would have done everything differently. I think I would have trained differently, and, you know, not to say that I didn't work as hard as I could, but it was such a amazing taste to have in your mouth that I would have done anything and everything to get back. And I really try to tell young kids that all the time when I talk to these guys. It goes fast, and no matter what's after, whether it's the NBA or overseas or just real life, the best times of your life are being a college athlete, being part of a team. And, you know, that's when basketball is fun and not such a business. Sometimes I thought it was a job at the time, and now I look back and, you know, I wish I could go back for just a day, you know. So I think it's a great experience. I think, you know, obviously these college athletes, they realize how lucky they are, but sometimes they got to step back and really put it all on the line.
You know, when the decision was made to bring in Bobby Hurley, we spoke with some folks from ASU, and the consensus was kind of the program needed a jolt. And I looked at some of the attendance figures from, you know, around that time, 5,000, 6,000. And now recently, Arizona, USC, UCLA, 14,000. The Mountain Schools, 14,000. I mean, how remarkable has this turnaround and spark been during this third season especially?
It's incredible. It's something that we've never seen at ASU. And I've been around the program as a player or as a fan or announcer for almost 20 years now, and I don't think that I ever could anticipate seeing what I've seen this year. And it helps that the local pro team, the Suns, are down, but obviously winning helps too. But I think just the brand of basketball and the energy in the community that Bobby's injected. I mean, we've had big crowds like that before, but generally it's against our rival Arizona, and
sure,
4,000 or 5,000 of those fans may be Arizona fans. So to see on a Thursday night, 8:30 tip against Oregon earlier in the year, and have 13,000 crazy fans, all ASU fans, it's pretty incredible. It's been a pretty fun ride. Surreal, but very fun.
By the way, folks, follow Kyle on Twitter. Use the handle at K_Dodd3. By the way, I saw on Twitter you gave a shout-out to the American women for their shootout win over Team Canada last night. As a high-level competitor and somebody who follows sports, how entertaining and intense was that game?
Oh, it was awesome. I thought it was entertaining when I thought it was just an Olympic game, but then I was sitting with our sports information guy, Doug Tamro, and I said, what is this? Like, is this a pool play? He's like, dude, this is for the gold. And so immediately, this is about maybe halfway through the third period, immediately it took on a whole new meaning watching. But what an incredible game. And to see those girls compete and the way it ended, obviously you hated to see either country lose, but it was pretty cool. I thought that shot at the last shot of the shootout was an incredible move. It was like the equivalent of crossing over somebody pretty bad on the basketball court.
Yeah, an ankle breaker. We're talking with Arizona hoop analyst Kyle Dodd, so naturally we're talking hockey, but seriously, speaking of entertaining and tense and fun, I see he was a teammate of the stud from Duke, Marvin Bagley. What kind of recruiting score was it, and what kind of impact has Remy Martin, who I call the ASU Energizer guard, had on the team this year?
He's just instant energy off the bench. He's one of those kids that if he's on your team, you absolutely love him. The fans, he's a crowd favorite. If you're going against him, the coaching staff, the other team, the other fans, they usually can't stand him. He just provides energy. He has a way of injecting himself into the game and it's a different way every night. Sometimes it's making shots. Sometimes it's just heating up the basketball. Sometimes it's taking a charge or getting a big rebound. And for a little guy, he's very athletic, so he's able to get up and go get a rebound to get the crowd going or something. And he's just been a very pleasant surprise. And he only does things one way. And super, super nice kid, quiet kid off the court. But you see him on game day, he's got that laser focus. And, you know, I've said hi to him a couple times in the hallway before a game, and he kind of looks right through you. So he's quite a competitor, so.
No, he's awesome to watch. You know, so coming into this year, ASU didn't really have a lot of size. So the young guy from Georgia, Romello White, who's 6'8 and just solid inside, he played great in the Kansas win and in the victory over Washington State. He's what I would call, what Bill Parcells would have called, kind of a lunch pail guy. What kind of player has he been for this program his first year?
He's been big. I think you said it. You know, ASU's been undersized the last couple years, and they do have a couple bigs this year. But Vitaly Scheibel, a freshman, you know, coming along slowly. Daquan Lake has given him some really good minutes off the bench. Very athletic, probably ahead of schedule for what they thought they were going to get from him. But Romello, for being a freshman, I think sometimes we forget he's a freshman around here because he had some really big games early on against some really solid competition, the Xaviers and the Kansases of the world. So I think he's only going to get better. He still, you know, has moments where he has trouble staying on the floor without fouling, which most young bigs tend to go through that little stretch. But he's, you know, kind of a glue guy that, you know, he's a good barometer. If Romello's going to give you a good game, usually you know what he's going to get from the guards for the most part. And he's been, when he plays well, I think the Devils play well.
A couple final thoughts for Kyle Dotta, the Sun Devil Sports Radio Network. A lot of national attention on the really hot start, unbeaten at a conference, then, you know, dropped 6-10 in league and some nail biters and overtime. Now on the upswing, won 3 in a row, won 4-5, swept the SoCal schools. So from your chair, was that just a rough patch, just a play here and there? And, you know, what are the guys' confidence level now heading down the stretch?
I think they've kind of regained that we call them maybe the December Devils or the November Devils. They've kind of regained that composure and that stride. You know, obviously didn't get the win against Arizona the other night, but playing much more like they did in the preseason. And I got that question a lot once conference started. You know, was that a fluke? Was, you know, and you can't really say that. I mean, they did it to everybody they played. And, you know, in Lawrence, you know, pounded Kansas, the Xavier team that's playing as good as anybody in the country. I mean, they were hung 102 on them, scored 73 points in the last 23 minutes of that game and beat them by 18, you know. And I think they just have the explosion capability, especially from the guard spots. And, you know, they still haven't really put it together like they did in December for one whole game. Maybe the UCLA game when they kind of ran UCLA out of the gym, but I'm still waiting for them to put it all together like they did, you know, for the 12 non-conference games.
And lastly, I always like to get the view from the other side about Oregon, you know, off the greatest season in program history, and they took a whack with all they lost. They've had moments, inconsistency has been their calling card. So in watching this team, film, talking with the coaches and players, what you've seen, what kind of a Duck team are all expecting to see tonight at Matthew Knight Arena?
Yeah, I think Oregon's a team that nobody wants to play. I tell you that, just with their length and athleticism. And you said it, they've been a little up and down this year, and that's probably, you know, due to all that they lost last year. What a magical season last year. But I think the talent's there. Obviously, Dana does a great job with these guys, getting them ready to play. And you kind of just hope that you catch some of these young guys on a night when they just don't have it going because they're that talented. And I think, you know, if you can try to do a good job on Peyton Pritchard and keep him from making plays for himself and making plays for, you know, others, I think that's a big key. And I really like the McIntosh kid. He's kind of like a bull in a china closet, just goes in and pounds his way through the lane. And, you know, I think that's a big key for ASU tonight. But I'm expecting a good game. And we've had some really good ones in Eugene, even last year when Oregon was so good and ASU was down. It was a one-point game and kind of Dylan Brooks, Shannon Evans show at the end. So expecting a fun late night tip in the Pac-12, but we'll get through it.
Pac-12 After Dark. Folks, he's Kyle Dodd on Twitter. The handle's at K_Dodd3. Yeah, that was his uni number. He'll be calling the action on the Sun Devil Radio Network. KD, always appreciate your time. Enjoyed it. Have a great stay here in the Willamette Valley. Travel safe. And as always, we look forward to catching up again down the road.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Take it easy.